From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. airstrikes in Iraq appear to have killed another top leader of the group known as the Islamic State. A National Security Council spokesman said that Fadhil Ahmad al-Hayali, also known as Haji Mutaz, was killed in an airstrike August 18th while traveling near the Iraqi city of Mosul. Spokesman Ned Price said the airstrike also killed an IS media operative. The NSC statement identified al-Hayali as a member of the extremist group's Shura Council and the senior deputy to Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. It said he was a primary coordinator for moving large amounts of weapons, explosives, vehicles, and people between Iraq and Syria. Three people were wounded when a gunman opened fire on a train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris Friday, before the attacker was overpowered by two American military members. French officials say the gunman's motives are not known. However, they say anti-terrorism police are leading the investigation. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said the suspect was arrested at a railway station in the northern French town of Arras. Police have identified the man as a 26-year-old of Moroccan origin and said he was armed with an automatic weapon and a knife. French media reports say the Americans who overpowered the attacker were U.S. Marines. U.S. military officials confirmed only that an American soldier had been wounded, but said the injuries were not life-threatening. French authorities have been on high alert since Islamic militants killed 17 people in and around Paris last January. This is VOA News.